Why so many New Zealand men are taking their own lives is up for investigation in a show on tonight on TVNZ1. It's hosted by Matt Chisholm. It's a two-part special and it's called Man Enough. And it's about Matt's mission to find out why we're losing so many men to suicide. Matt joins me now. Kia ora, Matt.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you?
Yeah, good. Lovely to have you on the show, mate. And thanks for taking on this big issue. Why did you want to do something in this space?
Because I wanted to help people, Jesse. And another reason is because a friend of ours, a colleague, former colleague of yours and my colleague, Greg Boyd, took his life. 2018, also a year where I struggled with my mental health. And while I was down, a lot of people who had been there helped me. And when you go through something like this, you want to help people get out of the hole or you want to stop them from going down the hole. So to me, it seemed like an absolute no-brainer. And our suicide rates are so bad in this country, especially with our men. One Kiwi bloke will kill himself every day. So we need to change our culture in this country, and I want to be part of that change.
How did you approach the show, Matt?
Like I would everything else, Jesse. I worked really hard and cruised around the country and talked to a whole raft of people, mainly men who had been in a bad place and had worked their way through it. So we found out how they got well again. And we also talked to a whole raft of organisations who are working really, really hard in this area to make change. We went to 1737, which is a call centre. Amazing people really are working at the coalface, helping people to get well and literally talking people down off the ledge. So it was a real eye opener for me. Yeah.
Did you learn much along the way?
I learned a lot. One of the main things I learned is that I used to think. I reckon when I was really young, I didn't even think this was a thing. Mm. And then I learned the hard way that it was a thing. And I used to think that it was up to the individual to put up their hand and say, hey, look, I'm struggling here. But actually now I think it's up to all of us. We all have a responsibility to look out for our people. So our family members, our friends, our colleagues at work, our people in our sports teams or whatever, just look out for the people we love. So if you see someone who isn't themselves, who appear to be struggling, just be brave enough to step in your own way and say, hey mate, how you doing? How are you really doing? I almost asked you when we had some niceties at the start of this chat, you know, I said, how are you? And you said, good. And then raced on to something else. I almost said, how are you really? And it would have been pretty brave of you to say something other than good. But that's how I approach it now. I really want to find out how people are.
Yeah.
And good, moving on to the next thing.
And just having this conversation that we're having, I reckon it's pretty revolutionary. If you go back 5 years, this would have been still a pretty new conversation. But it feels like we are making some progress. It's not shocking to me that this show is on in prime time on TV1, and that must be a mark of us, you know, being on the right track, do you think?
Absolutely, yeah. Really encouraged by the fact that someone wants to fund a project like this, that they want to put it on mainstream telly in prime time. That's really encouraging. Really encouraging the conversations I had with a whole raft of different people around the country. That's encouraging. But I tell you what, I finished, one of the last chats I had was with Sir John Kirwan, who has always been a bit of a hero of mine for a number of different reasons. Of course, there was that amazing try he scored against the Italians in 87, and he's been a phenomenon in the mental health space in New Zealand. I said, JK, you know, I'm encouraged. How do you feel about where we're at in this country? JK looks at me and says, mate, I feel like a failure. And that hit home for me because, JK, why do you feel like a failure? Because our suicide rate continues to climb. After all the work that he's done and now so many other people are doing, Mike King, the Jimmy Hunts, the Craig Hudsons, so many people are doing great work. But the suicide rate continues to climb. So we've got to change our culture and we've got to redefine what it means to be a man in this country.
Yeah. What about that title of the show? You could have called it Survivor, Matt. But Man Enough, is that a bit of a challenge to the TV1 audience?
Yeah, I think it is. Are you man enough? Are you man enough to watch a show on mental health? Are you man enough to talk about your feelings? Are you man enough to say you don't want another beer? It's all about that. It's a play on words, isn't it, really? And, you know, I grew up in the deep south and I had the Southern Man posters on my wall, and because they were the guys that I looked up to, even though they were essentially fake characters, right? And they were the strong, silent types. You played your footy hard, you drank your booze, and you definitely didn't talk about your feelings because that was soft, and that's what the girls did. Because we were taught from a very young age that we weren't supposed to cry. The only negative feeling that we're allowed to express was anger. That was okay. That was cool. That was after you blew your stack. You know, that was the only negative emotion that you're allowed to show, which is wrong. And I learned that the hard way when I drove myself into the ground and didn't really want to live the life that I was living anymore. So I think we need to make change, and I think it starts with parents, and we've got to bring up our boys in a different way. They're allowed to get emotional and be sad and cry when their pet lamb dies or something like that, you know, because that's real and we all have emotions.
Do you think we need a recovery program for men who've grown up in New Zealand?
Look, I don't know whether we need a recovery program, mate. Some people need the recovery program. Should I probably did.
How bad did it get for you, Matt?
How bad did it get for me? Well, I didn't, you know, I had all my deadlines. I did all the things that I needed to do. I made all my bosses happy. I don't know how many there were in the end, but there were a lot, it seemed like. And I just got to the end of the year and I crashed, and my wife said, do you need to go to the doctor? And she'd asked me that question 50 times before for different things, never about my mental health. And I said, yeah. All the times previously, I never wanted to go to the doctor because I had stories to do. I had shoots to film. I had marketing people to talk to and babies to sort out. And life was busy, right? But this particular time, I'd had enough. I blew my stack at work. And I said, yeah, get me to the doctor. And I knew all the things that I needed to do to get myself well. I knew that I needed to run. I knew that I needed to connect with people and volunteer my time. But I was bugging, mate. So I didn't have... I'd had enough. I didn't have the energy to do all the things that I knew I needed to do. So, you know, I'd like to think I'm not a stupid man, but I got myself into the hole, and it can happen to anyone. Happened to my mate Greg Boyd, happened to me, happened to a whole lot of other people in our industry, and continues to happen in a whole lot of people in different industries. The rural community, construction, particularly bad. Young Māori, men from 45 to 50, you know, it's everywhere in this country. And it's not uncommon. The Mental Health Foundation say that nearly 90% of us will go through mental distress in our lives that affects our ability to function. Nearly 90%. You know, it's... I don't feel bad about talking about this stuff. A lot of the time, I reckon I'm the happiest guy in the world, but for a while there, I wasn't happy at all. And you know, for me, I'm happy to talk about it, because we need to normalise this stuff.
Yeah. Are you out of it now?
I'm particularly happy right now, but I know that I need to work at it. My mental health is something that I need to work at, and I need to... I now like myself, which I never did for a long, long time, so I like myself now, which is a big, big part of it. But I also know that I need to work at it, and I know that I need to take some time out for me. And I need to say no more often. So one of the things that I do is I got off the booze 10 years ago. I moved to the country a year ago, just about. And I make some time for me. So I sort out my children in the morning when it's my turn. And then I get in my car and I drive down to the land we have, and I feed my sheep some nuts, and I walk around and I check the lambs and make sure everything's kosher. And I just walk around the hills and make that two-minute job last about half an hour. And I appreciate the Graham Sydney-like views. Mm-hmm. And the nature, and I just think mindfully about my day, and this, it wouldn't matter what's happening in the world. There may be a pandemic, but for that half an hour, doesn't matter to me because I'm just thinking about how lucky I am to be alive and in a beautiful part of the country and a beautiful part of the world.
This is a two-part special, so just finally, how can people watch it and how have you divided it up?
They can watch it very easily by simply turning on the television at 8:30 tonight, TV One. And it's not going to be, sure, at times it is very emotional. Absolutely. But for a lot of the time too, it's a whole lot of fun. I cannot get over how much fun we had making this documentary. And, you know, it's not necessarily, depression doesn't necessarily need to be depressing to talk about. And I don't know whether you remember, Jesse, but I was, you know, I'd like to think I'm renowned for my journalism, wasn't keen on doing stunts. which is just, I'm having a laugh here, Jesse, but I need to signpost that, obviously.
Yeah.
You throw yourself into the story.
And it's good fun. And you know what? We might just save a life or two. So 8:30 TV One tonight, and then the following Tuesday also.
Good man.
We're on again, and I'm not entirely sure actually how we've divided it up. We go
That's
on
right.
a journey.
People can watch and find out. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, you're very welcome, mate. Thanks for having a chat to me, and I hope you're well.
Nice to chat to you. I'm very well, thank you for asking. Matt Chisholm, his show is called Man Enough, and it starts 8:30 p.m. tonight on TV One.